Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, let's talk about innovation and the residential real estate market.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's talk about the disruptive innovation. That is what's happening caused by the internet to change our industry internally.
Let's talk about your specialty, residential real estate. How has the role of a real estate broker changed based on the internet and availability of information?
Well, I like the term changed because I think some perception out there is that it's lessened. But what we used to do is on a Saturday morning, we'd meet our buyers at the office and we'd get them into our vehicle and we'd make a lot of choices on which homes they would see that day. They did not have access to the database. So imagine the faith and confidence you had to have and the understanding the realtor had in what you wanted to buy.
The counseling of a client, identifying what they really need, not just what they want, is critical, but now seems to be almost getting watered down because the individuals can go out shopping on their own on the internet without the use of a broker.
I've got an analogy that seems pretty accurate. Let's use Match.com for an example.
Okay.
If I say, and this is not advertising, this is just a what if, I need someone with a 6-digit income, a non-smoker, at least 5'10", and I had my little list of parameters, well then, the perfect person happened to be 5'9", I would never meet them because I have an understanding that I've made great boundaries. But there are alternatives, there are edges to that. And the internet's limited because 3 bedrooms have to have closets in them and an egress to exit. And there may be another room that would work great as a den. So you're saying I need 4 bedrooms thinking you need a den, and you've eliminated a house that could have worked well.
Exactly. And that's pretty amazing. I don't think people understand that. But if that's the sole thing that they would be able to gain is access to what's for sale, what else do we provide that wouldn't be done on a do-it-yourself basis?
Well, what we've got going on is a shift, and it's going a little away from sales and more towards an advocacy role, a position of helping you understand the process of the purchase, helping you strategically plan the purchase and the sale of your property, optimizing that sale opportunity in the given market, advocating in the negotiations, in risk reduction, in liability. There's a lot more than finding the home.
That's absolutely correct. So much of it is negotiation once the thing has been acquired. Negotiation as well as direction, directing the people to the right resource.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.